Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
A number of years back, I had the distinct pleasure of interviewing Dean Kamen. Now, you may not know who Dean Kamen is, but you certainly know his work. He's an inventor, and he's invented things like the Segway scooter, wheelchairs that can navigate going up and down stairs, and the insulin pump. He's a fascinating human being, and of course, one of the things that I wanted to know was where he gets his best ideas and how creativity and innovation come to him. And he told me that they happened in the shower. Literally, he'd be in the shower thinking about a project he's working on, and the idea would come to him. And he related one very funny story about skidding across a bathroom floor and running half-dressed across a college campus. So the other day, I was taking a shower and I was thinking about this week's podcast episode. And then I realized I was thinking about my feelings. And I realized how utterly preposterous that was. And it occurred to me that that might be a very good place to plant the flag this week. So I jumped out of the shower, threw on a towel, and recorded this week's episode. You're welcome for the visual. I'm Kathy Brooks, and this is the Fully Dressed Talk Unleashed.
I have to think about how I feel about that. What a ridiculous statement. I don't actually have to think about how I feel. They're two completely different systems. How I feel is always going to be more accurate. Now, I'm not talking about emotion. I'm not talking about the socialized, over-exaggerated responses that we have that are based on triggers. The emotional responses I have to things. Like, let's be clear, I'm talking about the feeling, that gut feeling, that sense of groundedness, that sense of, you know, I don't think that's right, or hell yeah, that's right. Okay, so I have to think about how I'm feeling. Here's the thing. In communication, I'm thinking. People think. They think about what they're going to say as opposed to what is it that feels appropriate to say in this moment? What is it that I feel I want to communicate? What is my intention in communication? This is why dogs are so amazing. They don't think about how they feel. They just feel. The emotions that we put on dogs aren't accurate. They're not emotions, they're feelings. They feel afraid, they feel hungry, they feel sad, they feel excited. It's a fairly binary situation for a dog. It is or it isn't. And they know it. Where it gets problematic is where we complicate it by putting a human thought or analysis on what it is we believe may not, might have, kind of, sort of, could have, should have, maybe be going on. All of which is a load of horseshit, because that's not how dogs operate. And the truth is, at our core, at the heart of our being, it's not how we operate either. I know when I'm communicating with someone, whether I'm connecting or not. I tell myself that my pretty words are painting a picture and drawing them in, but I can feel when they're not connected, even when we're on a phone call. Ever been on a call with someone and all of a sudden you can tell that they're distracted, that they're doing something else, and then you can kind of hear the faint tippy-tapping of a keyboard? You can feel it and you know it. And we're socialized to believe we're not supposed to say, give words to that. Hey, I get a feeling that you're not really connected with me right now, or I'm not really connecting with you, or you're not really hearing what I'm saying. Let me try and say it a different way. Because here's the other thing humans do. They'll say something to a person, and when that person doesn't respond, they'll say it again. And again, may even say it louder. Now they start to get frustrated because the other person's not understanding them. And it's no different than when I'm talking to someone who doesn't speak English, that Just because I speak more loudly in English doesn't mean that the person who doesn't understand English is going to know what the fuck I'm saying. How many times have I been at a dog park where I hear someone saying, Bobo, come, 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 Bobo, come, and they're screaming across a park, and eventually, usually pretty quickly, the degree of frustration, perhaps anger, perhaps embarrassment, perhaps shame, that their dog isn't listening to them, making them look bad at the dog park. That ego of, ugh, my dog's not listening to me. God damn it, my dog should be fucking listening to me because I am the higher creature in this equation. Meanwhile, all I'm doing is reinforcing the not doing of the thing. Dog's not hearing me. I'm not communicating with the dog in a way that the dog understands because I haven't bothered with my relationship with the dog first. Because the truth is, when I've got a relationship with any living being, and it's a really connected relationship, it's one of trust, it's one of understanding, it doesn't mean that every word out of my mouth is going to land, that they're going to understand everything. But what it does mean is that when I don't land, when I'm not communicating, I realize first and foremost that the issue is with me, that I'm not grounded, I'm not clear, maybe my intention isn't sound. So that's the first part. And the second is that because I have that relationship, because I have that connection, I will notice that I am not landing. I will see that the message isn't getting through and I will pause. And because there's a relationship of trust, because there's a relationship of connection, I feel comfortable enough to say, hey, I really want to land this with you. I really want to connect with you. I really want you to hear me. How would that work more effectively for you? What's going on with you right now? Because here's the thing, folks. 9 times out of 10, when someone's not really connected or listening to me, it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. They're usually distracted by something else. Maybe their kid's sick. Maybe they've just had their heart broken. Maybe they had a fight with their spouse. Maybe they just lost a parent or found out that an older parent is ill. Maybe they stubbed their toe really fucking hard while making the bed that morning and it really hurts. You know, when I'm dealing with a dog and the dog's not listening to me and the dog has chronic behavior of behaving badly, the first thing I do is check it out physically. Are its ears operational? Vision? Is it sick? Is there any sort of physiological reason why the dog might be off balance? Barring any sort of physical thing, now what I've got is a failure to communicate. I've got a gap in leadership. I've got a broken down relationship. And for me to have any kind of meaningful relationship or connection with another person, there's only one place that starts. With me. I'm not landing with you, probably because I'm not landing with myself. So easy to make it about someone else. So easy to point a finger, because then I don't have to be responsible. See, that guy? That guy's being an asshole. All about him. I'm just doing my thing over here. Fuck him. He's not doing his thing. Oh, how human we are. We all do it, myself included. The trick is, do I notice when I'm doing it and check myself before I wreck myself? Good news is, most of the time these days I do. Feeling into a communication. What is it that I'm trying to say? What is the message I'm trying to deliver? And stay in that experience, not what is the result I intend to achieve by this conversation. Yeah. So there's a couple of thoughts you can stick in your pipe and smoke along. I mean, if you were to do such a thing. Which you probably shouldn't, because it's not good for you. But you get what I'm saying. It always starts with me. All of it. And that means I get to get connected with myself. I get to get connected with how I am feeling at any moment. What are the thoughts that I'm choosing to focus on? Because what I focus on, that's what I'm going to get. So, dear listeners, what are you going to focus on today? What thoughts will you let drive the bus?
We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully 5. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McLean, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.